Not many folks know this, but I live with asthma. And for the most part, if I stay away from flax and feathers and foggy days, I can breathe. But one thing many asthmatics will tell you is that there is a stress component to asthma too. So for example, if I'm in a room where there's a lot of yelling and very little listening, where even the tiniest window for resolution is unavailable, the tension builds in my chest and I find myself reaching for my inhaler because I can't breathe. I can't breathe. What a common refrain that has become in these recent weeks. It is now the fourth month in which we have been forced to consider how precious the very breath in our lungs is, as COVID has taken the breath from over 110,000 of our fellow citizens. I can't breathe. Words that have been emblazoned 16 times into the hearts and minds of each of us as George Floyd had the breath flattened out of him onto a Minneapolis street. I can't breathe. If I am anywhere remotely correct, many of us in the church feel like we cannot breathe anymore either, for reasons that have very little to do with either racism or the physical virus. Many of us find ourselves in that unique place that asthmatics do, suffocating because we have arrived at a place in our world where there is a great deal of yelling and very little listening, and it's relentless. Day after day, week after week, some of us cry, Black Lives Matter. Others of us cry, no, all lives matter. George Floyd was a victim of systemic racism. No, George Floyd was a drug addict with a criminal record. I have a right to protest. No, can't you see that your protests are being hijacked by looters? There's a special place in hell for people like Derek Chauvin. No, Derek Chauvin was a broken child of God. How very ironic that in these days following the Pentecost, when we are still recalling that gift of the Holy Spirit, which gave us the breath of life, we find ourselves gasping for air. Today, St. Paul writes, "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more surely, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life?" Let me repeat those words. Having been reconciled, we will be saved by his life. Friends in Christ, regardless of the position we hold with regard to systemic racism or our right to free speech, whether the COVID pandemic has been hijacked either by researchers or by politicians, whether face masks either propagate or deter COVID, and regardless of how noble the cause that we may stand for is, our stance is, by the very fact that it is of human origin, it is broken. And the louder we shout, the more our message, regardless of how well-intended and well-founded, our messages become distorted. A spiritual director once chided me, "Twyla, you're really afraid that you're wrong, aren't you?" "Why would you even say that?" I asked. "Because you're shouting," she replied. When we can we remember that we all come from a place of mutual brokenness, and that, as St. Paul says, it is only Christ that reconciles, we can take a break. We can breathe. And we can listen to that neighbor that we just love to hate, because maybe, just maybe, if she acknowledges her brokenness too, I might just feel magnanimous enough to listen to where she's coming from. And if she grants me the same privilege, something new, even life-giving, can be born between and from our differences. One of the great privileges of serving Christ Lutheran during a pandemic is that I get to prepare postings for our daily blog, Shelter in the Storm. And the privilege is this. Many of you have submitted passages which you find to be meaningful, and I can witness firsthand how very rich and deep your spiritual lives are. The other day, this prayer from the Coramila community was submitted. Breathe deeply, friends in Christ, and take it in, because it speaks to our time. And now I quote, "Where there is separation, there is pain. And where there is pain, there is story. And where there is story, there is understanding and misunderstanding, listening and not listening. May we, separated peoples, estranged strangers, unfriended families, divided communities, may we turn toward each other and turn toward our stories with understanding and listening, with argument and acceptance, with challenge, change, and consolation. Because if God is to be found, God will be found in the space between. If God is to be found, God will be found in the space between." Amen.